Hey everyone, and welcome back to Disconnect to Reconnect. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and today we're diving deep into something that's probably more relatable than that last slice of pizza you snuck. Our phone addiction. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, even when you know you should be doing something else? You check it first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and probably every time the dog barks. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where smartphones are practically extensions of ourselves. They hold our entire social lives, our entertainment, our work, and even that embarrassing playlist we only listen to when no one's around. But have you ever stopped to wonder why we feel so drawn to them? Why it feels like there's this invisible force pulling us back for just one more scroll? Well, friends, there's actually a science behind it. Let me break down five key takeaways that explain why our phones have become so darn addictive. 1. Dopamine delights. When we get a notification, like a text message or a new follower on Instagram, our brains release a flood of dopamine, the feel-good hormone. It's basically a mini celebration in your brain, making you feel happy and satisfied. Ever notice how checking your phone feels so rewarding? That's dopamine at work. 2. The variable reward system. Our brains love unpredictability. They crave that, what's next? Feeling. When we use social media or play games on our phones, the rewards are often random, a funny meme, a like from a friend, a high score. This keeps us hooked because we never know what's coming next. It's like a slot machine for our brains. 3. FOMO fueling the fire. Fear of missing out, or FOMO, is a real thing, and it's amplified by social media. Seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives can trigger anxiety and a sense of inadequacy, making us want to constantly check in and compare ourselves. It's like a never-ending competition where we're all playing against each other, even if we don't realize it. 4. Notifications. The siren song of the digital age. Those little red badges on our apps are designed to be irresistible. They act as constant reminders that there's something new and exciting waiting for us. But honestly, most of those notifications aren't that important. They're just distractions that pull us away from what we should be doing. 5. Digital habit loops. Just like brushing your teeth or making coffee, phone use often becomes a habitual behavior. We reach for our phones automatically, even when there's no real reason to. These habits are hard to break because our brains crave the familiar and predictable. Think about it. Have you ever noticed yourself grabbing your phone first thing in the morning, even before you've had your coffee? Or maybe you find yourself scrolling through social media while waiting for a doctor's appointment. That's those digital habit loops at work. They're sneaky, but understanding them is the first step to breaking free. Let me tell you a story. Remember that time I went on a camping trip with my friends, and we decided to leave our phones in the car? Honestly, it felt like going through digital detox. At first, it was awkward. We kept looking for our phones instinctively. But then something amazing happened. We started talking more, playing games without screens, and actually connecting with each other in a way that felt real and meaningful. It was a total eye-opener. So what can you do about this digital overload? Well, the good news is, there are steps you can take to regain control over your phone use. Start by being aware of your phone habits. Track how much time you spend on it each day and identify the apps that suck you in the most. Then, try setting limits. Maybe turn off notifications for non-essential apps, or designate certain times of day as phone-free zones. Remember, disconnecting to reconnect is all about finding balance. We need technology in our lives, but it shouldn't control us. Take a deep breath, put that phone down, and embrace the real world. It's waiting for you, and trust me, it's way more exciting than any app. Let me know what you think. Share your own experiences, tips, or thoughts on social media using hashtag Disconnect to Reconnect. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with real talk about navigating this crazy digital world. See ya next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.